Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah. We're at the home stretch, a couple of shirim to the end, of Mirtz Hashem finished before Purim. We're holding on Lamed of the Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom. We didn't start the Mishnah because it's going to be a long list and it didn't make sense to interrupt in the middle. So, starting now. Says the Mishnah. On Pesach, we read in the Parsha that discussed the Moadim in Torah's Kohanim in Vayikra, namely in Parsha Emor, the paragraph that starts short, or Kesev Ha'ez Ki Yivoled, and mentions Pesach, over there mentions all the Moadim, really. The Mishnah says that's what we read on Pesach. But Seris on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, you read the Parsha that says Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach, that is in Devarim, that's in Parsha Re'ei. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi B'ech L'chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, you read this paragraph that talks about the Korban Musaf of, I apologize, it talks about, it's in the same Parsha Emor that we mentioned about Pesach, and discusses over there, is the Korbanos also of Rosh Hashanah. B'yom Kippurim Acherimos, and your Kippurim read Acherimos in the morning, actually in the afternoon, also do, but the Gemara is going to elaborate on that. B'yom Tevarishin Shalchag Korban B'parshas Mo'ados. On the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, also in Mo'ados, Shiva Torah's Kohanim, that's in Parshas Emor. So it's the same thing, really. In theory, the Mishnah could have put those two together, but the Chorah Mishnah is going like in a simple order. So it makes sense to do it the way the Mishnah did. Then it says, Uvashar Yom Sachag, and the rest of the days of Sukkot, but Korbanos Sachag. Really different Korbanos that happened that day, those are the Korbanos and Musaf that are in Parshas Pinchas. The Chanukah, Benisim. Anak, we know read the Nisim, Parsha Naso, but Purim Vayavah Amalek, and Purim, I'm going to read Vayavah Amalek, the Parsha where Amalek actually attacked at the end of Parsha Aspishalach. The Rosh Echadoshim, Rosh Chodesh, read Rosh Echadoshim, the Korban Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that's also in Parsha Vinchas. The Ma'amodos, on the Ma'amodos, which again, not something we're used to today, but used to have special readings when they would fast several times and it wouldn't rain. They're fasting in response to a drought. So on those Ma'amodos, made the Ma'isa Bereshis. Read different Kriyas in Ma'isa Bereshis, the beginning of the Chumash. The Tanios, during the Tanios, Brachos of Klos, read the blessings and the curses. Now, so far, the truth is, so far in the Mishnah, a lot of things that we don't do exactly what Mishnah is saying, but this one certainly is not what we do. We read Vayichal, we read in Parshas Kisisa on a Tanios. There's going to be many things that the Gemara is going to say, even though this is what the Mishnah or the Brises bring down, that there was the Minog, we do differently. So really, all these things in the Mishnah seems to be not that it's a Chiv to do it this way, because we don't do it this way. This is a prime example on Tanios Brachos HaKolos. Imav Sikim HaKolos, you don't stop an Aliyah in the middle of the Kolos. Ela Echad Korea is cool. And one person reads all the Kolos. That we do generally do today in Parshas B'Chukosai and Parshas Kisava. Whoever gets the Aliyah of the Kolos gets the whole Kolos and stop in the middle. B'Sheni V'Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday, B'Shavas Mincha and Mincha and Shavas, Korin Kisijin. You read the Seder that is going to be that following Shavas. You don't read something different. However, those aliyahs don't take away from the reading on Shabbos. They don't count in the cheshbon of aliyahs. It has to be done during that week for that parsha. Everything is read again on Shabbos. Shnemar, the Shnemar is going on the beginning of the Mishnah that we read all the, we mention a Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. We read the reading of that day on that day. As it says, Vaydar Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe said over the Mo'adim of Hashem to the Jewish people, mitzvah and shiu koren kol echav ech mizman. That means it was a mitzvah to read about each one in its time. The Seder. It says, the Gemara, as I mentioned, we're going to bring a number of different brises, different things we read, and then talk about whether we actually read them today. Brises says, Tana Rabbanim, b'Pesach koren parsha mo'adus maftirin b'Pesach Gilgal. And the haftar is Pesach Gilgal. That was the first Pesach that Klai Yisrael celebrated when they got into Eretz Yisrael, as in Sefer Yeshua. But inna, this interrupts the Brisa. Nowadays, the Ikar Shayomi, there are 2 days of Pesach, right? They were talking, the Gemara is coming from Bavel, obviously, talking of Chutz La'aretz, where there are 2 days. So Yom HaKama Pesach Gevol, the first day, you read that Haftarah, Pesach Gevol, L'machar B'Pesach Yoshiyahu. And the next day, they read Pesach Yoshua, a different mentioning of a celebration of Pesach that happened in Sefer Melachim. Now, it doesn't say what you do for the Torah reading on the second day. As it is, I believe they read the same thing as the first day, but it could be it's different. Talking about the truth, I'm an Eretz Yisrael. I'm not used to keeping 2 days for a while now. But whatever it is, the Brice has it, it doesn't mention any difference about the Kriya. Ushar Yimos HaPesach, and the rest of the days of Pesach, Malakeh Tzvikorim Einon HaShalesach. You actually gather up different things, mentioning of Pesach that exists throughout the Chumash, and read them. The Gemara says, Mayhi, what is that gathering of readings? Amar Rav Papa, Mapu, Simon. Simon is Mapu. Yeah, what does that Simon stand for? So over here, Rashi brings Mapu Semen, Mishku Ukudu Hemson. This Rav Papa is holding that during Chol Hamoed, one of the days you read about the Korban Pesach of Hazarat Mitzrayim. That's the Mem, Mishku Ukudu Hemson. Then the second one is Im Kesef Tavlis Ami, in Parshas Mishpatim. Begins in, about the mitzvah of lending people, and mentions Pesach over there. Then there's Psalucha and Parshas Kisisa, which also mentions Pesach over there. And Vayidaber Sheva Ba'al Uscha. In the paragraph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai, right, that's in Parshas Ba'al Uscha, also mentions it. And in Yom Tov Sheni, Rashi brings, they read like the first day Shor HaKesef. Right? That's what I was mentioning before. That according to Rav Papa, according to this Braisa, the first and second days are identical. They read Shor HaKesef both days. And that's Mapu Simen, yeah. Yom Tov Achen Shel Pesach, what do you do the last day of Pesach? Korin Vayhi B'Shalach, you read B'Shalach, Az Yashir, that we do. Maftirin Vayidaber David, and you read the Haftarah, Vayidaber David, which is the song that David sang when they defeated, really, Shaul, they defeated Avshalom, it's had a number of enemies. Ulamachar, and the next day, Kol HaBachor, you read, Kol HaBachor was in Parshas Re'eh, Umaftirin Od Hayom, and you read the Haftarah Hayom Nishayahu, that also discusses it relates about Pesach, talking about the future Geula. Amar Abaye says, although this is not true now, but Idna nowadays, Nahug Alma, the world has been Noeg, Lemikri, to read the following sequence. Mashach, Torah, Kadesh, Bekaspa, Hosal, Bemidbara, Shalach, Bukhra. The following eight readings for the 8 days of Pesach is in Chutz La'aretz. Now before I explain that, I just want to mention, it's clear that over here that Abaye is saying what we do nowadays means that Rav Papa was commenting on the Braisa. He was saying what was according to the Braisa. Yeah, according to the Braisa, the first 2 days are Shor HaKesef, and etc. All the readings. And Abaye is changing everything. Because he says, nowadays what we do is the first day is Moshach, that's the reading in Parshas Bo, Mishku Chulachem Som. The second day is Torah, is the second day of Yom Tov is Shor HaKesef, yeah, in Emor. Kadesh is at the end of Parshas Bo. The Kaspa is in Kesef Tavlis Ami, which you mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. Sol is in Kisisa. The Midbara is that one in Ba'al Uscha. Shalach is B'Shalach. And Bukhra is Kol B'chor. Now, Abaye's list of the eight readings starts out a sentence. Moshach Torah, pull the shore, pull the cow. Kadesh B'Kaspa, sanctify with money. B'sal B'Midbara, B'sal B'Midbara means to dig out stone in the Midbar. Shalach Bukhra, send out the firstborn. Yeah, that's a kilo sentence that makes up the simonim of the eight readings. Okay. But Ferris on Shuas continues the Bryce, and we keep interrupting the Bryce and going back to it. So Shuas, Shiva Shuhuos, you read the Shiva Shuas we mentioned in the Mishnah, Umaftirin Bechabakuk. Acherim, Omim Bechherim say, Lechodesh HaShlishi. You read Matan Torah, which is what we do. Umaftirin Merkava, and Aftari is the Maisa Merkava. Va'idna, what we do nowadays, Dikir Cheyomi, there are 2 days. So Avdina Kacharvai, we do both of those, Vi'ifcha, and you switch it around. I mean, the first day of Shuas in Chutz La'aretz, you read the Matan Torah, and the Aftari is the Merkava. And then the second day of Shuas, second day Yontiv, is you read Shiva Shavuos, that paragraph I mentioned in Emor, which really we start at Shor HaKesef also. Yeah, we don't start Shiva Shavuos. We read it because of the mentioning of Shavuos in it, and the Haftarah is in Chavaku. Yeah, and that's what we do. Yeah. So, continues the Braisa. Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShavi, Maftirin, HaBen Yakeli Ephraim. On Rosh Hashanah, they would read B'chodesh HaShavi'i, yeah, and Maftirin, Yakeli Ephraim. That's also, again, in Emor, Shor HaKesef, just mentioned Rosh Hashanah over there, and the Haftar is HaBen Yakeli Ephraim, that we're all familiar with from nowadays in Yirmiyahu, that's what we read. V'yesh Omrim Vayit Bokad Asara. Some say we read about Sar Yemenu being remembered to have a child, Yitzchak. Maftirin B'chana, and Haftar is Chana, who was remembered Rosh Hashanah also. V'idna, but nowadays, Ikat Sheyom, there are 2 days. Yom HaKama, Ki Yesh Omrim. The first day we do like that, Sheet to the Yesh Omrim, paragraph of remembering Sar and the Haftar of Chana. The next day, V'hol Kimi Sos Avraham, the Parshas of the Akedah, Maftirin HaBen Yakir. And the Ben Yakir is the Haftar. So we do a whole new sheet, though, really. It's very interesting over here. Rashi brings something that's a bit startling. He says the Haftar of Chana would be read because her remembrance was on Rosh Hashanah. And he says the Akedah we mention in order that we should remember that day when Hashem is judging us. Hashem should remember such a day of Sukkos when he's judging us. But it's very mashma from Rashi that Rashi holds. The Pashas, that the Akedah did not itself happen in Rosh Hashanah, and that itself is brought in Midrashim that apparently argue in this Gemara that it did, right? Some Midrashim say the Rosh Hashanah did happen on Rosh Hashanah, the Akedah, I should say, did happen in Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi is learning over here, at least according to our Gemara, that it did not. Okay? Says the Gemara, B'yom Kippurim Karim Acharimos. In Yom Kippur, in the morning, you read Parshas Acharimos. That's Parshas Acharimos. It starts about after the death of Nadav and Aviv, than the service of Yom Kippur. Maftir and Kikol Ma'arom V'Nisa. And the Haftar is Kikol Ma'arom V'Nisa is Yishayahu. Also going to mention about the future. Uva Mincha, and then a Mincha Karn Ba'arayus. In Mincha, we read Parz Darayus. Very peculiar reading. We read about all the Yisurim of different relationships between men and women that are not at all allowed to happen. So Rashi brings over here that the reason for that be is that someone who has Averis will be reminded of them at that point, and I'll do tshuva. Yeah, and so we bring these up because it's particularly something that people stumble in, and a person's Yetzirah pushes them to do these things. Tosfos over here brings two other pshatim. It says women dress up nicely in honor of Yom Kippur, so you have to dafka remind people to be careful on Yom Kippur. And he says there's a medrash that says they read Arayos because Klal Yisrael is making a sort of remiss to Hashem. That the same way that he warned the Jewish people not to pursue illicit relationships, so too he should not reveal, so to speak, he shouldn't reveal our nakedness and our aveiros. He shouldn't reveal us as the way that he doesn't want us to reveal inappropriate things to other people. And Aftir and B'Yona, and the Aftarah, which we do on Yom Kippur Mincha, is Sefer Yona. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says now, this seems to be still an interruption in the Brisa. I'm not sure what the connection is. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Malkum Sh'atamotze Givorosel Shakadosh Baruch Hu, every time you find the strength, the greatness of Hashem, Atamotze Anu Lasanu So, you find his humility written by it. The Marsha points out over here, it doesn't mean every time. Many times the greatness of Hashem is mentioned without this, but he means to say from the fact that we're going to see examples in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim of this fact, then it's a common thing. They always go together in reality. This thing is written in the Torah, repeated in Nevi'im, and thriced over, a third time, in Ksuvim. It says in the Torah, it says that Hashem, your God, is the God of gods, and the master of masters. And immediately after, it says, he makes the judgment for the widow and the orphan and the widow. Shani Megvim, and one time it says it in Nevi'im, Koamar Ram Benisa says the one that is lofty and up high, Shochein Ad, the Kadosh who sits forever and is holy. That's about Hashem. And it says, and part of his praise that it says is that he strengthens those that are low and downtrodden. Meshulash V'Ksuvim, yeah, the third time it says in Ksuvim, Diksiv Solu L'Rochi V'Aravos, the Ka Shemo, it calls Hashem the one who rides Aravos, which is one of the heavens. He rides up in the highest places, and his name is Yud Kei. And it says, Avi Yisomu Dayan Olamos. He's the father of the orphans and the judge for the widows. So those go together that he's not like a human being that because of his greatness, he doesn't hang around with those that are downtrodden and low. And specifically because of his greatness, he caters to us, and all of us could be included in this that are downtrodden, that are need of his help. The Yom Tov HaRishon, that is back to the bracelet. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sugis, Karim and Parshas Moados, Shib Torah Kohanim. We again read Shor Kesiv. Yeah, in Torah's Kohanim. Umaftir in here, Yom Baal Hashem. That's Gog Umagog. But Idna, the nowadays, though, the Ikachayom, the 2 days of Yom Tiv. Lamachar Mikra HaChanami. The next day, we read again Shorakas. Those are both first 2 days. Let's look at the same thing. Afturi Mai Mastrim. But what Haftar do we do? On the second day, Vayikal Al Melch Shlomo. They read about the Chanukah Sabayas of the first Beis HaMikdash, which happened over the days of Sukkis. And say, from Malachim and Shlomo Melech made the Beis HaMikdash then. And the rest of Sukkis, Karim the Karbonos Achag, you read the Karbonos of the holiday in Parshas in Parshas Pinchas, a different Musafim. Yeah. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Yom Tov Achron Karin called Bechor. Yeah. The last day, Shmini Atzeres in Chastor, you read called Bechor. That's in Parshas Rei. Mitzvos Echukim. That's a description of Bechor. All that is a description of that. It's a kind of discussion about the gears over here. But in Kol Bechor, it discussed many mitzvahs and chukim, and discussed the Indian of opinion Bechor. And you read that when Shlomo Melech had finished the Beis HaMikdash, obviously the Indian Sukkis being finished, so to him finishing building the Beis HaMikdash. But Machar, the next day, Korin V'Zos HaBracha, the next day you read V'Zos HaBracha, Maftirin V'Yamod Shlomo. And you read V'Yamod Shlomo. Now, nowadays, we don't do that. We read the very beginning of Sefer Yeshua, that after Moshe had died, Yeshua took over. Yeah, and really Tosis brings that over here, that is a minhag, and he brings that Rav Haigon established that we should do that, but he didn't find a reason why we should be changing what the Gemara said, but that indeed is what we do. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shabbos Shechal Yos V'chol HaShamoyed. Shabbos Chol HaMoyed, Ben B'Pesach, Ben B'Sukkis, Mikra Karin Re'eh. You read the parsha that begins with the word Re'eh, it's not Parshas Re'eh, it's in Parshas Kisisa, and includes within it B'Sal L'chol, includes within it the Yogil Midasarachim that we mentioned before as part of Chol HaMoed Pesach, so this will be that reading too. They also do in Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Re'ei Ata, right? Hashem is discussing with Hashem, you have shown us your glory, and you should continue with the Jewish people, etc. Afturei and Haftaras are Pesach or Atzamos Ha'iveshos, the dry bones, and that's Parshin and Parshin Yecheskel. But the Sukkis, B'yom Bogok. And Sukkis, also you read Gog and Magog over there in Yecheskel. The Chanukah ben Nisim, the Chanukah you read the Nisim, and Maftirin, the Neiros is Zechariah. And the Haftarah and Shabbos Chanukah is the Neiros of Zechariah. The Miklish Tei Shabbosos, if there are two Shabbosos in Chanukah, which can happen if it begins on a Friday night, ends on a Friday night. Kamaisa, Beneir Zechariah, the first one will be those candles of Zechariah. Basraisa, and the second one, Beneir Shlomo, we love Shlomo Melch. The Purim Vayova Malik, Purim Vayova Malik, Rosh Chodashim, of Rosh Chodashim. On Rosh Chodesh, you read the reading of Rosh Chodesh, the paragraph that mentions the Korban Mochos of Rosh Chodesh, in Parshas Pinchas. Rosh Chodesh, Chalios Veshabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Maftirin, Vahimide Chodesh Vechodesh. The special Haftar, we all know, of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, in the story of Yonason and David. Chalios be'echa b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, may etmo maftirin, the day before Shabbos, you read, v'yom lo Yonason mocher chodesh. I'm sorry, I should correct myself. That's mocher chodesh, that's David Yonason. The first paragraph is v'yimi de chodesh b'chodesho. Yeah, that's in the Sefer Yeshayahu, I should say. Okay, and it's Hashem, we'll continue next time.